Rick's in Green Valley, Fran's in Mason, Howard's in Scottsdale. We'll take them the way we generally do. First on the line, first on the air. But before I get to our first caller, real quick, Carl writes in this weekend, has a friend that is a contractor, says he's a hard worker, but the company worked for went out of business, and he's looking for employment. Well, I haven't talked to a single one of our partners that isn't faced with quality work as probably their number one issue is quality workmanship. So, Carl, whatever field your friend is in, if he's a general contractor, pick general contracting. If he's an air conditioning tech, select air conditioning. If he's a landscaper, pick landscape. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com, click trusted, and pick the industry that you're interested in and just start calling them. Are you hiring? Where can I send my resume? I don't know any of our guys that aren't currently looking for qualified help. It's a big issue and something that we'll be focused on a lot more in 2018 going forward. So we're looking for solutions. There's a lot of industries looking for skilled labor. You've got agricultural and farming. You've got welders. You've got contractors, and everyone's trying to do their own thing, and we're going to work together to try and bring them all together and do one unified solution instead of everyone trying to do their own and making little impacts, come together and make a big impact training the next generation of skilled laborers. I got an email this week from a guy criticizing me that we've raised a lazy generation and we'll never be able to bring it back, but I don't agree. The pendulum swings. And it's going to swing back to trade labor because there's going to be such a demand. The average earnings and incomes and the fact that people go right into the trades and make a good living instead of hitting life with a huge college debt is going to be a reverse. And I'm not saying anything bad about college, or you shouldn't, but why not hit the trades, start making an income, and you can work your way through college? There's nothing to say that you have to go in and out and do it in 4 years and be done and have this mountain. You can do it gradually and build up to that. If you're looking to advance your education and go into a different career industry, you know, the trades is a great way to pay for that without having to have a mounting debt. Anyway, for a different time and a different soapbox, this is your hour, the Arizona homeowner. And Howard's first on the line, wants to talk about, I don't understand, ivory. Is that what we're working with here, Howard?
Yeah, ivory, the large leaf ivory. I had it on the north side. It covered the whole side of the house about 30 years.
Okay.
And when I ripped it all off because it was dying, I don't know if it's where the roots are trying to attach, but like where there's paint that where like attach and just leaves, I don't know what you want to call it, where it sticks to the wall.
Mm-hmm. You're just trying to clean all that off your wall?
Yeah, I mean, without having to go out there and sand it all out, I just know there's any solution or, you know, I'm afraid to use a power washer to tear all the paint off.
Well, I will say, you said it's been there 30 years?
Yeah, 30, 40 years.
You gotten your money's worth out of that paint job.
That's true. That was good advice you give them on that trade. That was good to hear somebody saying that for a change.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. It's going to be a big industry in the future, and we're looking forward to being a part of that solution. But I was going to suggest power washing, Howard. Past that, I don't have any great solution for you. And again, at 30 years, you got your money's worth out of that paint job. It may just be time to hit that wall.
There was some windows behind all that, too. And, of course, I got it all on the windows on the grout.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling it's going to take everything out to try to get that off.
Yeah.
Nothing. I just thought there might be a magic solution would solve that.
I don't have any, but we have a huge listening audience. And if anyone else has a suggestion, you can always email that to info@rosieonthehouse.com or call in with it or text it in. And we'll get that information to you, Howard. But I would look at pressure washing. And if after that it does require a paint job, then you know, you've got your first prep, your first step of that paint job done, which is the prep, which is power washing. So it'll, at least you won't have to do something else then, maybe just a little bit, hit it a second time with the power wash and get it completely ready for the paint application. If it's a masonry application, and you're just looking to hide or mask it, you can always put a trellis and then put a new fast-growing vine on it. And that way, the vine will grow on the trellis 6 inches off of your wall instead of onto the house itself. And what that does is that airspace is a great insulator now for the summer heat. Trellis and a vine is a great way to reduce the heat gain into your home on west and south facing walls, if that's the direction yours was faced. Let's get to Fran and Mesa next on the line. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I have a stool that does not flush completely. It takes three times for everything to go down, and the water rises clear up to the very edge of the rim. I had a plumber out. He augured the stool and said that it is just lime built up in there. But I have no lime or residue in my tank, so I don't understand how it could be in the stool and not show anything in the tank. It's a very old stool. I think he said he saw a mark that said March of 1974.
Well, it may be where calcium and lime is like the white deposits that we get in our hard water here in Arizona. But hang tight. We've just got some more cleaning to do on that stool, as you say. Hang tight. We'll take you top of the hour. Rick, hang tight. We'll take you top of the hour as well.